North Korea has announced what appears to be a major shift in policy. It now says it will accept any form of dialogue with the United States over its suspected nuclear weapons program. Previously, the communist state had insisted on direct one-on-one talks with the U.S. Joining us from Tokyo to discuss this development is NPR's Eric Weiner. Eric, would you call this a dramatic change in North Korea's position?
It appears to be, John. I say appear because in this statement today carried by North Korea's official news agency, the country says it wants the U.S. to make what it calls a bold switchover in its Korea policy. Now, we don't know what exactly that means, but we do know that North Korea has been insisting on a few things. First of all, diplomatic recognition. It wants the U.S. to sign a non-aggression pact, essentially promising that it would not attack North Korea. And it wants aid, lots of economic aid from the United States. The U.S. says it is open to these demands, but says that when it comes to North Korea's nuclear weapons program, that remains non-negotiable.
Do we know what prompted this shift from North Korea? Is it related to the U.S. Military intervention in Iraq?
That's certainly the speculation out here in East Asia. You know, as you know, President Bush has lumped together North Korea along with Iraq and Iran in the axis of evil. And simply put, you know, the North Korean leaders have seen on their television screens what's happened to the Iraqi regime, and they worry that they may be next. In fact, in a recent Washington Post interview, the South Korean president, Roh Moo-hyun, says he believes that the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-il, is, quote, petrified by the war in Iraq.
You know, some analysts had feared North Korea might try to take advantage of the fact that the U.S. was preoccupied with the war in Iraq and take provocative actions. But I guess that hasn't really happened, has it?
No, it hasn't. They did launch a short-range missile a few weeks ago, but that was seen as fairly innocuous. What's more interesting, as you say, is what they have not done. They have not launched any long-range ballistic missiles, as some fear they may have. They have not conducted an underground nuclear test, another concern. We don't know why they've been quiet, but one possibility is that the U.S. has beefed up its military presence here to send a message to North Korea that although the U.S. is involved in a war in Iraq, it has not forgotten about North Korea and it's watching the situation closely.
Mm-hmm. Eric, remind us exactly where North Korea's nuclear program stands right now.
Well, like everything with North Korea, that is not entirely clear as well. The CIA estimates that North Korea may have as many as one or two nuclear bombs, or at least the plutonium to build one or two nuclear bombs. What's of more concern is a reprocessing plant that they're moving to restart. If they do, they have enough essentially leftover plutonium from the 1990s program to build one nuclear bomb per month for the next 6 months. And that's obviously of great concern to the U.S. and to other countries here in East Asia.
Thanks a lot, Eric.
Thank you, John.
NPR's Eric Weiner in Tokyo.